responsible investing. What do we need to know? What do we really need to find out? Because as I think about this, making these types of decisions and stewarding our stuff wisely, what do we need to know?
Well, first thing is it's growing in popularity. So you're going to hear more and more about it as time goes past. And biblically responsible investing is basically a process of trying to align our investment portfolios with our faith by avoiding investment companies that we either believe are operating a business in a way that's counter-Christian, or they're using their money and influence to support agendas that are counter-Christian. So that's the basis of biblical responsible investing.
That sounds like a good idea. So is this something that all Christians should be doing?
That's where it gets a little stickier, and we got to be very careful. And I even realized that my answer this morning is not going to be popular with everybody because not everybody agrees on this, and let me explain a little bit why. I believe that we have Christian liberty in the way that we engage the culture around us, and that involves as well how we engage companies that are providing goods and services to us as we're trying to live our lives in this fallen world. So if we just consider a company or a business that's providing a service or a product that we like, but the owner's engaged in some sinful act, is that owner's is their sin actually defiling us if we're engaged with that business? And I don't believe that it is. I believe that that's where it falls under Christian liberty, and we have the freedom to do that. And I also believe that then that extends to how we invest our money, that we have that degree of freedom in how we do that as well, which means that then it ultimately boils down to an issue of the conscience on the level of the individual. And as we think about issues of the conscience and these gray areas of how we wrestle with those in our Christian lives, Romans 14 provides us with some good examples. So if you want to study it, that's a good place to start. But if my conscience is not violated by investing in a company, then I don't believe that I'm sinning when I do so. But where we have to be careful is if my conscience is telling me that I shouldn't invest in a certain company, and I ignore it, and I violate my conscience, when I do that, I believe that it's wrong when I do it, and now I'm ignoring what I believe God is saying that I shouldn't be doing, and I do it anyway. So that then goes from freedom to actually being a sin for me. And that's where each individual has to wrestle with this issue and figure out, okay, is this something that's okay for me, or is it not okay for me? And then being obedient to whatever decision they come down to. But as Christians, we need to be careful then to not elevate these issues of the conscience up to being concrete standards that we're going to force onto everybody and even heap guilt on those who have that freedom of conscience. So that's why it's such a sticky issue. And we also have to be careful because as this trend is growing in popularity, more and more companies are seeing it as a marketing opportunity. And as a marketing opportunity, they're tempted to also go this route of trying to heap guilt on people so that now they're bringing in more potential investors to them. So, yeah, it's a sticky issue, but my recommendation is that each person wrestle with it themselves and see what they believe is right.
Yeah, and it is something that we need to take into ourselves and place before the Lord in prayer, because the idea of not supporting those companies is a much bigger issue than just where we invest, though, isn't it, Brad?
Absolutely it is. So if it violates my conscience to invest in a certain company, then my responsibility doesn't end with just my investment account. It also goes to, am I supporting this company by buying their goods and services? Am I shopping at their store? What am I doing that's also providing money to this company that I don't believe I should be supporting? And if I'm only checking the box by not investing in that company, then am I really just trying to appease my conscience and ignoring it in other areas of life that might be a little harder to avoid? Maybe I like shopping at this store, but it's easy for me not to invest in that company, but I don't really want to avoid them entirely. So that's where we have to be careful. If it's one, then it's all.
What types of issues are typically being avoided in Christian-based investment funds?
Yeah, so it's kind of what you would expect. So issues like abortion, pornography, anti-Christian lifestyles, human rights issues, alcohol, tobacco, gambling, all those major issues that we would typically see and consider to be anti-Christian. So either companies that are actively involved in those or are actively supporting agendas that are supporting those things.
Well, what if somebody wants to take on a Christian investment approach? What are some of the things that they need to know in order for them to really kind of go into this?
There's two main things that I would tell people to be prepared for. Number one, you're going to need some form of help. And that doesn't necessarily mean professional advice. It just means doing this level of research is beyond the scope of most individuals. Because if you're going to diversify your account, you're going to want to have your money spread out in a lot of different things. And to research that many different investments and to know what they're doing with their money and what all the aspects of their business are is just too big. Fortunately, there's a lot of companies now that have started specializing in this type of research. So you can go online and find different ones that will screen for biblical responsible investments. So you're going to need help doing it. So you're going to have to find somebody to do that. The second thing, which is also a really big thing on the back end of it, is that you're going to have to realize that your investments are not going to perform like everybody else around you, and also not like what you're going to see on the news. And last year was a perfect example of this, because we saw big tech companies providing most of the positive returns in the stock market. Well, if you were screening your investments, then there was a good chance that you weren't going to hold a lot of those companies that were responsible for a lot of the positive returns that people were experiencing and the things you were hearing on the news. And you might have been disappointed with how your account was performing. But you have to realize you weren't holding all those same things that were doing well at that time. So it's not necessarily that your performance is going to be worse. I wouldn't necessarily expect that, because Christian-valued companies will also grow and do well as the economy does well. But they're going to do well at different times. And so that's what's going to require us to have an extra degree of patience and even more education to make sure we understand why our accounts are doing what they're doing when they're doing it.
Well, especially those that you had named, you know, those the Facebooks, the Apples, the Amazons, and Google and Netflix, you know, these are premiums, right? But we're seeing that 80-20 principle, right? You just kind of mentioned that the majority of those gains, you know, 80% of the gain comes from 20% of that the listed companies. Is that something, Brad, though, that is typical, just as a side question here?
It will happen in shorter periods of time.
Okay.
The stock market kind of represents the economy. As the economy does well, as people are spending money, companies do well. But it can be focused in specific areas. So the big tech last year, that's where everybody was wanting to put their money, and it got very popular. And you'll find periods of time, pockets of time, where that happens, where money goes into a specific direction and that outperforms. And then it'll reset and go a different direction at different times. And that's why we just have to be willing to ride out these cycles. When we may not be invested in an area that's doing well, we need to just have patience, let these companies perform as we expect them to.